Father, we thank you so much. We thank you. We just continue to thank you. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for drawing us to you tonight with that worship. Thank you so much for hearing our cry on this altar tonight. Father, we honor you. Thank you for the blood of the Lamb. Father, thank you for this season, especially this week, that reminds us, oh God, of the power of your covenant, the power of your love, the revelation of your unconditional love, the love that sent your only Son to the cross. Father, thank you for your mercy that was revealed and manifested 2,000 years ago this week. Thank you for that mercy. Thank you for that blood that is giving us victory. Victory forever against every power of darkness. Thank you for that blood that defeated death, the blood that conquered sin. Thank you for that blood that gave us a new life. You said it's not our righteousness, it's no more circumcision or uncircumcision, but a new creature. There's nothing we could have ever done to inherit your blood, to be adopted as your children. Father, it's a work of your mercy. Father, tonight, as we enter this week, Father, we just don't have words to worship you and to thank you so much for our adoption, our victory. Thank you for our healing. Thank you for our destiny. Thank you for the power of the blood. Father, thank you for the victory in the blood. The blood that has taken us, plunged us out of every generation of bondage and the curse that was against us. Father, thank you for the blood that delivered us from the cages of hell, from the prisons of the powers of darkness. Thank you for the blood that delivered us from the boastings and the pride of every evil force. And Father, you brought us by the blood into your kingdom, the place of dominion, the place of authority, the place, oh God, that we have peace, we have joy. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you that your blood still speaks to you because your blood still lives. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for your unconditional love. Thank you, Father. We honor you tonight. We honor you. We adore you. Father, may this week, oh God, not only remind us of what you've done, but may we use this week to remind us of our identity. Father, remind us that it was through great price, a priceless sacrifice that gave us the identity we are. Father, we thank you. We honor you. We give you glory. Thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Father, open our understanding. Father, to go deeper into the mystery of the power of the blood. Father, thank you. Take us deeper into the mystery of the cross. The very place where Satan has been forever defeated and dethroned from the control of the destiny of man. Father, thank you. Thank you for this great victory. Thank you for this great sacrifice. Thank you for this great love. We will never forget, oh God. Receive glory and honor, adoration and thanksgiving tonight, for you alone are worthy. So thank you again for your grace that carried us through the seasons of consecration, that has consecrated us and launched us into this brand new season. Father, thank you for what you have done. Thank you for inspiring us to give ourselves to you in this season. Thank you for positioning our hearts to receive the things you prepared for us. The eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Those things you have prepared for those who wait upon you. And because we waited on you, thank you for opening our eyes and opening our ears to hear. Father, tonight, oh God, cause us not only to hear, cause us not only to see, But may we receive those things that you've released into our life for this season. Father, thank you. Continue, God, to awaken us to the provisions of your our destiny in this season. Thank you for everyone on this line and those that couldn't make it tonight. May you continuously, O God, let the incense on this line, let the hunger, the obedience of your children continuously fill us with new things, with good things. Satisfy our hearts with your righteousness and cover us with your glory. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Have your way tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you so much for leading us in worship. Thank you, Keziah and Sister Stella. I'm really excited about this season and what God is doing and what God will continue to do. Entering into a new season definitely is God taking us to a new level of things we've never experienced before, or things we've experienced before, but God is taking us deeper into it and then bringing us to the place where of fulfilling promises and giving us breakthroughs and giving us opportunity to serve him at a new capacity. So, as the Lord was showing us about this new season and how to yield ourselves to it, and we obeyed and consecrated ourselves, I want to use this day today to kind of start bringing our attention to some things that God was revealing to us during the 7 days. And things that we are to really start embracing into our lives. We have to receive them personally. We have to receive them into our various ministries, into our churches, into our calling. Receive them over the nations that God has made us stewards of and over cities. So I will begin to share some of those things that God was showing to us. And there's more. But we'll just start with those things that we have the grace to share now, just like I was sharing with you during 7 days. So I'm going to share a few of them tonight that we're receiving. And please write them down. We have them recorded. You can go to our website later, and what I'm sharing tonight will be recorded. You can take it on our website and pray into it. Amen. The during the 7 days, you know, many of us have had different experiences of different scriptures in our lives. Those scriptures has become pillars or cornerstones in our lives. They marked us, and sometimes you will experience the reality of those scriptures, but God takes you deeper and deeper into the revelations of those scriptures, and then the more you experience those scriptures, God takes you even deeper into the fulfillment of those scriptures and the promises that comes with those scriptures. So during these 7 days, even though for a long time I've had God revealed this Psalm 102 to me, but he really took it to a new level. And not only that, during this season, God will speak prophetically to us. And as the Lord was showing me about this Psalm, this season, it was also confirmed in a very, very strategic way, prophetically. So it's not... What happened in 7 days was not just about us. It's about the body of Christ and about what God will be doing in this in a deeper way in 2019. But take it personally first. Experience it first so that you'll be able to give it to other people. So Psalm 102 verse 13 says, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time is come, or the appointed time has come. Thou shalt arise means, that word arise is the word kumi or kwam in Hebrew, which is the word we use for restoration, or we use for regeneration, or we use for revival, or for awakening, or something new, just or something manifesting, or springing forth, or being raised up, you know, like, yeah. So say you will arise, you breathe for you arise, and you have mercy upon Zion. So that word mercy is, regardless of what you've done, what you have not done, it is not what you've done or what you've not done. It is because of my mercy. God's mercy can never be earned. God's mercy is just what makes God God. His pity is compassion upon man. And like this season we are in, it is the mercy of God that released Jesus, you know, into the earth. Just his love to die for us and to forgive us. Even while we are enemies, he showed mercy, showed love to us. Mercy is a manifestation of the depths of the love of God. So he says, thou shall arise, mean God will arise on your behalf. God will arise, and for his mercy's sake, for his mercy's sake, God will arise and have mercy upon you, upon your ministry, upon your calling, upon your destiny, upon your city, upon your state. God will arise and mercy for you, for the time to favor has come. That word favor also is like grace. The time has come for God to take you to a new level of grace, or for the favor of God to highlight you, or to release breakthrough, whatever favor can release from heaven, grace. God is saying, God will arise, and for his mercy's sake, God will do a new thing in your life that is marked by favor. In other words, there is no way you could say, it was I, it was my fasting, it was my prayer, it was my righteousness, or it was my giving. But because God has seen your hunger, your obedience, whatever the situation is, it might be unsaved people, but because of his mercy, he has risen. He is coming to do something that will usher us into a new season of our lives, where favor or God's grace will prevail over every situation. And then he says, because he's coming in an appointed season. So this year you say, God has appointed this season in my life for visitation. God has appointed this season in my life to usher me into a new beginning. I am entering into an appointed season of the Lord, a new season. This new season, I'm entering into an appointed time in my life for a new level, a new breakthrough, a new place of relationship, depths with the Lord. So that scripture generally is an open heaven. It's a scripture you can use to relate to an open heaven over your life for this season. So that's the scripture I'm standing on, based on the depths of the encounter I have with that scripture and revelation. So based on that scripture, I really am saying, this new season, the mercy of God has opened heaven for me to enter into a new place of grace, favor, and breakthrough. Now, these are some of the things, the favor or the grace or the mercy of God will release into your life this season. And if you believe it, you will undoubtedly experience it. So I want to read some of the things that will be happening. One, you will become very aware you've entered a new season because of the things that you'll be experiencing. Two, you'll be coming out of wilderness. The church in the wilderness is a church that had a lot of limitations, and they were experiencing God, but they were eating manna. Everything was measured to them. Everything was at, you know, it was they were living under manna, you know, and they were living in the wilderness. It's like a dry place. It's like a testing time. It's like a preparation time. It's like a training ground. Whatever you were experiencing in ministry, whatever you were experiencing, whatever, you get a breakthrough, you get it. This testimony you get. But God was using that season for training, for preparation, and for testing. So that's like you're experiencing God, but you were in a season of training. That's the wilderness church. So they were being trained, they were being prepared, and God was doing a new work. So, but we are moving from the wilderness experience into the promise. You know, Jesus went through a wilderness experience to testing. So we're going from the testing season, the training season, the wilderness season, the lack season, the trial season, the questioning season, the seeking season. We are going from there and we are entering into the season of our promises, to manifest promises, to obtain promises. We're going from the dispensation of Moses with the people in the wilderness, where Joshua's were being trained, Caleb's were being trained, the people were being prepared. Now God is taking you now into, he said, Moses is dead. Now we are going into the season where you are to enter into the season of your calling, into the season of, not that you've not been in your calling, but now into the promises, the fulfillment of promises, the manifestation of promises, the obtaining of promises into your promised land, into your promised land, the Joshua generation. So then, because we're going from the wilderness into the promise, in this 2019, you are going to experience, it's already happening. It's already happening in the spirit. It's happened because open heaven is a result of something broken through this spiritual cloud, spiritual atmosphere. So, but because we're going from, God is taking us from the wilderness into the promise, there were walls that stand between us and the promise. So those walls are coming down. They are coming down. So walls are being broken that have been standing in your way of the promise, because the season has not come. But now the season has come. So those walls will come down and God will lead you into your promise. Now the mountains are obstacles. Also, they are giants in the land. They are giants in the land. Mountains are like Goliaths in the land, or things, obstacles that are in your promise that God is going to level down. He says to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, all this, but by my spirit, says these mountains shall be made plain, they shall be leveled. So mountains are things that are standing, that look impossible for you to get your promise. That's why some people, the spies that went into the ground, they saw the giants in the land, and to them they were mountains that keep them from believing the promise belonged to them. So your new season, our new season, is a result of God's mercy and favor, and because of that, and is the appointed timing, and because of that, God is moving us from the striving place, the wilderness place, the trial place, to the place of receiving manifestations of promises, breakthroughs, because the walls that have been standing in the way, the time has come for them to come down. Mountains, that is, whatever the resistance might be, they will begin to be leveled because of the leading of the Spirit of the Lord. Now, another thing that God is leading us through these 7 days, is revealing this new season to us, is we are entering into the season of visitation. All of a sudden, Joshua started experiencing angelic visitation. You know, I shared earlier, when God wants to do something new, he starts visiting people. Zechariah has been praying for years. All of a sudden, he had a visitation and he says, now is the time for this baby to be born. You know, you see Abraham started receiving visitations when Sarah now was to receive, to be pregnant. You know, people that have been waiting for promises for a long time, all of a sudden, the season came, visitations started happening. Mary, the time for her to be pregnant, you know, started coming, visitations. So, it happened also to Zachariah. So, we are entering into the season where visitations of the Lord will become common. It can come in your dreams. It can come through prophetic dreams. You know that you really had an encounter. It can come through visions. It says, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your young men shall dream, your old men shall dream dreams. Your old men shall have visions. You know, that's a sign of an open heaven. So visitations will start occurring that will give you assurance that you start encouraging. We are already seeing that happen in our church. People are reporting, and in our prayer meetings, quite a number of testimonies of real visitations that is literally transforming people's lives and their worship and just, you know, totally their closeness to God. Somebody were literally hearing an angel sing, you know, in one of our services. And people are encountering visitations in their homes. You know, people are having, one lady was in worship and saw the Lord. And as the Lord revealed himself, they just went to another level of worship. Her life is totally transformed. And just on and on, God is giving people prophetic dreams, what God will do with them, you know. And so I want you to pray into this. This is the season for this. So these are the things that God was revealing that is coming into this season during the 7 days of worship. But we didn't want to interrupt the worship to share these things during that 7 days. So that's why we're sharing them now. So you can pray into them. Then also, the Lord used the 7 days to show us the power, the power of worship. That so God told us, he's giving us a key, and the key he gave to us was, you know, Jesus says, I'll give you the keys of the kingdom. And he gave us a revelation of worship being a key, the key for victory, For example, when Jehoshaphat had a severe war, God told him, go in worship. When Paul was going through a very difficult time, he was put in jail, locked up, you know, he heard from the Lord. He just went into praise and worship, and God just heaven just moved so mightily. And you all know the story in Acts chapter 16. And you will see also Jesus thanked the Lord and gave God glory, and the 5 loaves and 2 fishes were multiplied. And you can see all through the Bible where God called for worship and what happened. So you see the heart of David was a worshiper. You know, it's one of the keys that David ruled in. So God is saying, I'm giving you a key for those that will enter into that place of deep worship. And this worship is not only when you're happy, especially when you are dealing with extreme opposition, extreme resistance, as you're going through extreme, any kind of crisis. God is saying, use this key to shatter the enemies, to confuse the enemy, and to release the expected breakthrough. So he's saying, use worship as key in this new season, not just only for victory, but to take us into just depths of oneness with the Lord, with the Lord in worship, in fellowship. So another thing for this season is the key of victory, worship, key of victory. Spend time in worship, in a lifestyle of worship. Now, the next thing that the Lord was revealing to us for the season is that, you know, this year, 2019, as you press in into worship, press in into the season, that individually yourself, God will establish the purpose for which you are in this nation. God will establish, you will know without a doubt that you're not just in this nation, by coincidence. You know, you were here because your destiny is on assignment. And once you understand that, nothing can move you, because God has established the reason for which you're here is to fulfill heaven's purpose. So, so nothing can move you from that place of understanding. So the purpose for which you are in America, you could be in China, you could have been born in Australia, or you could have been working in Australia, or living in Australia, or living in New Zealand, or any part of the world in the Middle East. But God chose for you either to be born here, or you to be moved here, or you to be a migrant here for the purpose. So this year, God is going to highlight destiny and purpose. So once you grasp that, it will change a lot about your capacity to serve God in 2019. So that's an area you to pray into, and for your ministry. That's the whole reason why the Lord says for SLPN to wait. Just wait. This year is going to be totally different. Don't run the way you've been running before. Wait and let me show you my plan and my purpose for 2019 to take you to the next level of assignment. That's why we did that. So then the next thing the Lord showed to us, you know, is God is going to establish you, settle you in the area of your identity. A lot of Christians, a lot of people are still wavering who they are. You know, once you're born again, your spiritual identity takes preeminence. For you to be in perfect or being in real alignment with heaven, your spiritual DNA takes preeminence. You know, so we've talked about that a lot in some of our trainings. But this year, through the encounters you're going to have, through your prayer, through your worship, God's mercy will release such unprecedented revelation and impartation that will cause you to be settled in your identity. Once you are settled in who you are, Jesus said, "Who do men say that I am?" Once you're settled in who you are, it will break insecurities, it will break any kind of envy you have about this person or that ministry or that. It will break fear. It will break the fear of men. It will remove, it will eliminate some of the things you might not have realized were points of distraction in your really in your being secured in your calling. It will establish you. You'll be settled. You'll not just be tossed to and fro because you know who you are. So God will do that because that is required in this season for you to do exploits that God wants to use you to do in 2019. So your identity will be very established as you encounter the Lord in 2019. Amen. And then also one of the things that God will be doing in this season, highlighting, is I would like to call it this way. God is shifting. It's already shifting, is already happening spiritually, and but it's going to take more place in our heart through circumcision of the heart. Through as you encounter God, God will be taking these layers, doing this work. God will be taking us from the shifting the church, the body of Christ, from the church of Saul to the church of David, from the house of Saul to the house of David. I use I framed it that way as the Lord was showing me to convey more understanding. In other words, Saul, in the days of Saul, they did not seek the glory of the Lord, which was the ark. They were satisfied just living as Israelites, and just, you know, they were not really going after the reason for which they were called Israelites. What separates Israel from every other nation is the presence of God, is the covenant that God dwells in their midst. That's what separates. That Moses said, he said, how could the nation know that we are different from? Is it not your presence go with us? Show us your glory. So they were a people destined to live in God's glory, but they lost it. The ark was a symbol of it, but God started that with them from the wilderness. So they lost it. During the days of Saul, they did not seek after it. They lived without the glory of God, and they continued with their destiny. It was okay, but when David came, David said, no, I will not even begin until the glory is back, until the ark is back. And he did everything possible to bring the ark back. And so the generation of David are the people that they are not going to, they are not stuck on ministry. Paul's life was stuck on just, he was overwhelmed by being king. He was so overwhelmed that he defended the position of being a king to the point he was chasing David. He was so insecure because he saw being a king as his life, his vision and everything. God is going to shift that. He's going to set us free from titles, from all these things that has distracted us so much, and our focus will be on the glory of God. It will be on the person of Jesus and be led by the Spirit, and we're going to experience the glory of God and the leading of God, and we're going to see the greatest effectiveness of the church in this generation, because the focus will be that Jesus is lifted up. Of course, the titles will be there, the everything will be there, but it will be insignificant, because when you begin to experience the glory of God, your crown can't sit on your head. So that's these things will not become our mindset. You know, the crown, you know, titles and be whether we are rich or poor. No, the focus will be, let's bring the ark back. We can't continue without the glory of God. So we're going to, God is going to shift us from the house of Saul to the house of David, the heart of David. So that's what we'll be praying for in this season, you know. And also, and God is going to do that through circumcision. And there are so many things that God is revealing in this season. And one of them is God gave us a declaration that if God be for us, who can be against us? That's a revelation we'll be sharing in as God leads in one of these Wednesdays. That once, if God be for us, who can be against us? Joshua had that revelation when they came out of the spy in the land, and that's what Joshua said. God is with us. You know, he had the revelation. God is for us. God is with us. And he was able to do that. Paul had the revelation. That's why Paul was able to experience what he did. And Paul was able to declare that in Romans. Told them, if God is for us, who can be against us? It's a revelation. In other words, what mountain, what human being, what can stand against God if God be for us? So we're going to look into that declaration as we move into this season. God be for you, who can be against you? So these are some of the things that for today, you know, we can bring to your attention, for you to pray into, for you to really meditate over these things, because they came out of that, out of the throne room of God as we're worshiping and waiting. And these are indicators of the new season. But it's not just enough to have them in our heads, but the most important thing is to have us experience them in the things we're going through in our lives, so that they will be able to release breakthrough in our lives and give us fresh testimonies for this new season. Amen. So those are the things I just want to share tonight, and then we'll continue next Wednesday as the Lord is. So as you take communion, this I will encourage you, if you wrote these things down, take communion this week, this Passion Week, especially Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, and or Good Friday, you know, whichever day, or anytime this week, whichever way, tonight or whatever. But just take communion, and between you and the Lord, covenant yourself to these words, to the scriptures, and just pray them into 2019. The rest of, we are entering in to the prophetic crossroad, the time where prophetic things will start intercepting our natural lives. That's why That's the season we're entering into. So pray into it, take communion, covenant with it, and just begin to share it, begin to put it before you so that you don't forget. Pray into it, worship God, and let's see what happens. And then we'll continue to go deeper with this understanding as God will take us more and more every Wednesday. Now, to seal tonight, I want you to know that the first day of the first month was when we started the 7 days fast of this biblical prophetic season. We finished on the seventh day of the we finished fasting, but the Lord is revealing to us to stay in worship, to consecrate this whole month of April. So we are giving ourselves totally to worship. Even in our Sunday, when we gather Sunday mornings, we just worship. And then as God begins to speak or God directs us, that's what we do. We don't prepare anything in advance. The same thing in our daily times of prayer. We are just giving ourselves to total worship. And as God speaks or God leads, we yield. So I want to encourage you, as the Lord leads, even though the fasting has stopped, but just give yourself more to worship in this season. Don't so much. And these prophetic things God has released, you know, give it to Him in thanksgiving and say, receive it in thanksgiving, receive it in worship, and just give God thanks and just worship Him. Take this week and thank Him, worship Him so much for what He did 2,000 years ago. Just give yourself and just worship the Lord. Let Revelation 5 be a reality to your personal life. They just worship. And God started moving. God started speaking. God started giving, opening seals, opening up things. So I pray that will be your portion in this Passion Week. And as we continue next week, these prophetic promises definitely will be a part of your life. In Jesus' name, amen.